WDOBBIE Patterson, 5471. Mr. Patterson is a 51-year-old gentleman involved in an industrial accident. Comes in today for swelling of the left leg. Patient has lots of bruising of the left leg. He just had an acetabular fracture and had underwent internal fixation of the acetabulum on the left side perineopericarditis. He also complains of headache and having sinus issues and also having diplopia. He said while in the hospital he never had any x-rays of his head or face, period. Perineopericarditis has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, hematemesis, medicine, seizure, convulsion, period. Surgery, tonsils and adenoid, acetabular fracture, most recently allergy, none, medications reviewed, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, COVID immunization, noticed recent immunization, but his COVID test was negative. Blood pressure was 127/64, 93/16, 18/100. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture, JVDC, shows that I show him close with hand vision. Number one, hip fracture. Number two, incision is nice and clean. Number three, as far as the arm pain and leg pain is concerned, he underwent Doppler study of his lower and upper extremity, and they were all negative for DVT. Next number, continue with aspirin. Next number, he chose not to be on low molecular weight heparin. Next number, hypertension control. Next was blood sugar stable now, but while in the hospital, his blood sugar did shoot up. Next number, he complains of diplopia. He never had CT of the head and or face. Next number, we're going to get a CT of the head and face ASAP. Dr. Delaflora was here in the office and ordered that. Next was Bactrim DS and Nasonex to be used for a sinus infection. Next number, come back as soon as the head CT and facial bone CT is back. Next number, finally discussed with patient and the wife before leaving the office. Thank you.